You're listening to SBS News.
As the Russian invasion of the country continues, President Volodymyr Zelensky is standing firm. He says 1,300 of his country's troops have been killed during the fighting with Russian forces since the start of the war, but claims Russia has suffered losses 10 times that amount. In the latest battle, Mr. Zelensky says Ukrainian forces put 31 of Russia's battalion tactical groups out of action, what he called Russia's largest army losses in decades. The president says he understands Moscow is sending in new troops and that Russia has its eyes on the capital, but says if they want to take Kyiv, it will be at a great cost.
Щодо Києва, якщо будуть сотні тисяч людей чи
десятки. As far as Kyiv is concerned, if there are hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of soldiers that Russia is mobilizing now, and they all come with hundreds of thousands of tanks, they will enter Kyiv. We understand this. If they carpet bomb and decide to wipe out the historical memory of this region, the history of Europe, then they will enter Kyiv. If they kill all of us, then they will enter Kyiv. If this is the goal, then let them enter, but they will end up living alone on this land, certainly without us. They will not find friends among us.
Ukraine also says civilians are being deliberately targeted. President Zelensky says many villages have been destroyed by Russian forces.
Some small towns don't exist anymore, and this is simply a tragedy. I think it's a tragedy that they don't exist anymore. They are simply not there. And the people who lived in them, they are not there anymore, and they will not return. We are on the front line, and the people that were killed in the midst of us.
Ukraine has also accused Russia of killing a group of seven civilians trying to flee fighting in the village of Peremoha, near Kyiv. The Ukraine Defence Ministry says the women and children were not escaping through an agreed evacuation corridor, but Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says that humanitarian concerns matter little to Russia, only strategy.
They indiscriminately choose to attack house, you know, civilian infrastructure and kill our civilians. The pilots, which were Russian pilots taken as prisoners of war, they openly say that they understand when they receive the targets from their commanders, they understand that they are going to bomb a multi-apartment house, for example, or a hospital. They are conscious about that and they still do that. So we need to throw Russia from the sky.
Mariupol is another city that has been targeted for days by Russian forces. Residents are now enduring freezing conditions with no electricity and little food or water. The latest satellite images show extensive damage to civilian infrastructure. Dozens of high-rise apartment buildings have been severely damaged, and fires have been seen in the images in the city's western section. The foreign minister says Mariupol is of particular significance to Russia.
Mariupol is crucially important for Russia because if they seize control over the city, they will establish a direct land corridor to Crimea from Russia, and they will also cut us off from access to Azov Sea. This is why we so fiercely and heroically defend it, and this is why Russia is so ruthlessly trying to destroy the city and capture it at any cost.
Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz have both urged Vladimir Putin to agree to a ceasefire during telephone calls with the Russian president. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has travelled to Russia to meet the Russian president and attempt to mediate between the sides. Israel has repeatedly expressed support for the Ukrainian people and sent humanitarian aid to the country, but stopped short of condemning Russia for its invasion. That middle ground helped pave the way for Prime Minister Bennett to make his overtures for peace. Volodymyr Zelensky says he's open for talks to be held in Jerusalem, but only if there is a ceasefire in place. He also says he has asked Prime Minister Bennett for help in freeing the mayor of the city of Melitopol, who has been abducted by Russian forces.
I personally am for mediation. I do not mean to say that Mr. Bennett is just anyone. I think he can play an important role.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.